Hey folks, Russ Bailey here. Thanks for joining us. Time for another Brush Pile Fishing Podcast. As always, we've got a great guest in store. You've seen him on the show before. Former national champion, Mr. Tony. How we doing, bud?
I'm good, Russ. How about you?
I'll tell you what, man. Excited to be here at Grizzly and excited to talk some real foot fishing. You got a few minutes for us?
Sure.
All right, folks. You stay tuned. Tony Hughes. We'll be right back with Brush Pile Fishing, the podcast. All right, folks, welcome back. We are going to talk a little bit about real foot fishing. Tony, it's been a few years since I did the show with you. I know we did a live scope show then. Caught some really, really nice fish.
Yeah, it was fun. That was it turned out to be one of those exceptional days with no wind, and everything just went the right way for us.
It did. We got some great screenshots. We got some great fish that day. Real foot, so we're talking the first week of March right now. Things should start turning on as if we have good weather. Right. Spawn season should be close.
Yeah, our spawn starts March, late March usually. So it's still a little pre-spawn, but the black crappie in the real shallow water, they will be in that spawn, pretty close to the spawn mode. And it's a little different fishing for those black crappie on the real foot. You have to go back in the shallow water and lily pad stems, and that water's real clear.
That's my style, and
it's a lot of casting and stuff. We do a lot of bobber fishing for black crappie. Put a little bitty jig on, little float, cast way out of way, and man, you can catch some hogs doing it too.
It's that time of year, man.
Oh, yeah.
So once those black crappie are in there spawning, those whites, do they stay a little bit deeper?
Yeah, you have whites. Now, real foot's a shallow lake anyways. Mm-hmm. The average depth is only 5 foot. So the majority of your white crappie, they're going to stay out there in that 4 to 8 to 10 foot water. The black crappie, they'll be up there in 2 foot of water.
They're super shallow.
They stay shallow. They're 2 to 4 foot, but when they go to spawning, they'll even get up there even shallower.
Really?
And it's pretty neat. It's kind of an art to catching the black crappie on real foot, especially those, like I'm telling you. If it's a sunny day outside, it's rough. You actually want a cloudy day to cast out on, or a nice windy day.
Okay.
Wind
break up
breaks it, and you can get up on them like that. And they're really spooky, though. That's why you use a small jig and a small float.
Gotcha. That's my ball game right there,
right,
man. So now, I know you guide on real foot. Do you guide on Kentucky Lake at all, or
yeah,
just real foot?
I go to Kentucky Lake. You know, the majority of the people know me from real foot, and that's where they want to go. But I really love Kentucky Lake. I do really good up there, and fishing is a little easier up there.
Yeah.
So I like it, and maybe me and you can get up there and do a spider rigging show on Kentucky
Lake. I'd be all
Lake.
For that, man. I'd be all for it. So if if someone wants to book a trip with you, what's the easiest way to catch you?
They can go to my website at TonyHughesGuideService.com. Or they can call my cell phone number at 731-589-2386.
There you go.
And if I don't answer, leave a message and I will get back to you.
So, okay, there's how you contact him, folks. And again, I fished with Tony. Highly recommend it. You'll have a good time on the water. Conversation's good. He cuts up. It's just an enjoyable trip. So, Tony, you're on top of the fish all the time. You know what's going on. What are some of the different ways, if someone books a trip, that they could be fishing, whether it's live scope, spider rigging, or whatever?
The majority of the time, I'm live scope fishing. But if somebody requests that they want to spider rig, we will spider rig.
Okay.
I've done it for years. I love it. Just seems like the last few years, everybody's got into the live scope, and they want to learn how to live scope.
Which brings me to the next thing I want to talk about. I've had people that are wanting to book a guide trip with someone that they know live scopes, and these people are intimidated to book that trip because they say, I've never seen the live scope, I've right. never used it. But what you just said, you're there to help teach them to use it.
I want people to learn it, and I do that. Well, I also do trips to just teach people how to set up their live scope, what they're looking at on their live scope. So if it's just a training lesson, hey, I do that too.
And that's what it's about, learning too.
That's right.
And one of the things, Tony, I've always talked about with people, if you're going to a new lake you've never been to and you don't get a fish all the time, you know, you work a full-time job, to make that trip enjoyable, if you can book a guide that first day, okay, you're going to learn what Tony's doing, how he's catching those fish, not necessarily go back to his spot the next day, but you're going to see the water depth he's concentrating on. You're going to see the cover, and it makes their trip so much easier.
It does. It does. And I suggest that to a lot of people. They'll call me, and a lot of people just ask me where to go, and I can tell them where to go. But it just seems like if they'll book one day, then they see how we do it. Mm-hmm. And it makes all the difference in the world once they see how we do it.
And even there, you could tell someone on the phone what you're doing. But, man, when I am in the boat with you and you're not just telling me now, I'm saying, oh, okay, now I know what you mean. It makes it a lot easier.
If you remember the show we made, we were using the same bait. The only difference was I was using a different type of line, and it made all the difference in the world.
And I do remember that because years ago, I started using a high vis because I can't see anymore. Mm-hmm. But Tony told me this is the one time a year on real foot. He said that clear line makes a big difference. And I still started out. You know, we're creatures of habit. We're stubborn. We do what we're comfortable with. But I'm telling you, it was tough to get the bite. Grabbed his rod. I think we was using Duck Commanders that day, wasn't it?
Yep.
Grabbed that rod. Had the clear line on. And I'm telling you, right now, the fish started biting. So it's little things like that, too, that you can learn because you may take something out there that's not going to work there, and Tony can stop you before you get there. But guides, I tell you, they're such an important part of this industry. And right now, with the economy the way it is and stuff, you don't want to waste that whole week, okay? So spend that little investment, and you're going to have a good time. Tony, one of the things, too, you know, lodging. Now, I'm giving a big shout-out to Blue Bank because going back to my Midwest crappie days, they have always supported me.
Right, that's right.
And I'll tell you what, the restaurant's fantastic. Everything you need is right there. Now, Tony, for someone who's not been to Real Foot,
okay,
they want to bring that big $104,000 glass bass boat that they just got. Can you kind of talk them out of that?
No, I won't talk you out of it. The trick is, if you're scared you're going to scratch it, don't bring it. Don't come on that lake and run around. If you idle, trim that motor up as high as you can trim it and idle, you won't have any trouble. But I suggest idling everywhere you go.
And that is not a joke, folks. There are trees absolutely everywhere in that lake.
You'll see some crazy people that try to run around out there, but don't do it.
Well, now look, and I'm not saying he's crazy, okay, but years ago I did a show with Ronnie Capps, and we was in his Ranger, okay, and when I say he was hauling the mail, I'm like, oh my, but then you got to figure, he's been on there since he's been about that tall.
That's right. You'll see some of the locals run around out there. I'm telling you, they know where to run. I mean, you'll see somebody run, you think you can run the same place. You get off of that trail that they run by 5 foot, and you're going to be looking for a new lower unit.
Yep.
You try to run. But just idle. Don't be in a hurry. Just idle.
Tony, one more thing I want to talk about. What's your tournament schedule looking like this year?
Well, I fished several tournaments last year. I think a total of about 12 tournaments. And it wasn't the tournament I wanted. It didn't turn out the way I wanted it to. But that's tournament fishing. Mm-hmm. You go through spells. I think I'm gonna fish the NCLs. I want to win a angler team of the year. I've won everything but angler team of the year, and I want to win that. And so I'm gonna concentrate on all the NCL tournaments this year, the open division, And I'm going to fish a few Crappie Masters tournaments here and there. But, I'm getting older. The competition's getting stiffer. I may start backing off as many tournaments as I used to. I don't feel as competitive as I used to be.
You know what? And we joke about this a lot, but those young kids coming up now, they grew up video, and now we've taken That's right. Video game and put it on the water for them, and they're tough.
They excel at it. That's for sure. And like the old saying, you can't teach an old dog new tricks.
And we're old dogs, aren't we?
That's it.
You know, one other thing, folks, you know, here at Brush Pile, we absolutely love our veterans and the things they've done for our country. Tony, you're a veteran. Thank you for your service,
you
man.
I appreciate it.
You was in Air Force, right?
That's right.
And where was you stationed?
Bangor, Maine.
All right, I got stuck in Minot, North Dakota.
Yeah.
And yes, folks, I remember my recruiter saying, oh, yeah, you hear about the cold, but it's a dry cold. Throw it out up to one.
Cold is cold.
It was cold.
I've been in Minot before, and it was 50 below.
That's a good day.
Oh, yeah. I used to say, what's the difference in 0 and 10 below? The difference is a truck will start at 0 and it won't at 10 below.
Yes. Now, I will say this. The one thing about North Dakota, and I haven't been there since I was in the service, but the fishing up there in the brief spring and summer we had was fantastic. And, Tony, I played on the base softball team, so I got out of a lot of work out there to go play softball. So it was all right. But, no, folks, I seriously, give Tony a call. I think you'll absolutely love it. Tony, are you on our app?
Yes, I am.
In the guide section. Yes. There you go. That's another way to book them. If you have an Android or an Apple phone, folks, it's completely free. One of the sections on there is a guide section. Go in there, punch in Real Foot Lake, punch in Tony Hughes. You'll see a bio of him, and you can actually connect to him and book your trip right through the app. So, Tony, I appreciate it, brother.
You bet. I enjoyed it.
Folks, I hope you enjoyed it. We're going to listen to a little message about the app, and then we'll see you next time.
The new Brush Pile Fishing Show companion app will change the way you watch a show, but more importantly, it will change the way you educate yourself on crappie fishing. This is so much more than just an app. It will be your go-to source for weather, brush pile fishing shows, crappie fishing tips, and your own handheld logbook. There will also be contact information for guides from past episodes, special offers from our sponsors, and tips that range from simple to advanced. Download the new Brush Pile Fishing Companion app. It's free for Android and Apple users. It's everything a crappie angler needs. Make sure you check that out.
All right, there you have it, folks. There's more in-depth information about the app. Make sure you get that for your phone. It's completely free. I hope you enjoyed today's podcast. It's always good talking, Tony. It's always good being down here at Grizzly and seeing all the anglers, you know.
It is. I love this show. I make sure I come every year I can. I missed most of it last year because of tournaments. I'm sure glad I didn't have any this year because I get to see this family. This is a family. This is not just friends, but these are fishing family here. Everybody, when you come through the door, I'll treat you like you're my brother.
Exactly. So, folks, I hope you enjoyed it. Stay tuned. We'll be back again with Brush Pile Fishing, the podcast.